Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
With the highly publicized measles outbreaks in the U.S. in recent years, most notably the Disneyland outbreak earlier this year, this has highlighted the dangers that come when parents choose not to vaccinate their children. You know how passionate I am about this subject and about this topic, and working with the American Academy of Pediatrics for so many years, as I have done, I really follow along in their advice about vaccinations. I try not to get into arguments with parents who want to talk about the alternative vaccination schedule or who don't vaccinate, and that they're putting my children at risk when they choose not to vaccinate. Well, it seems I am not alone in this discussion with parents, because according to a new study published in the Journal of Pediatrics, 1 in 5 pediatricians regularly dismiss families who refuse to have their children vaccinated. I personally am glad to hear this. The strategy, which goes against guidelines from major health organizations, is most common among doctors in private practice, those located in the South and those states with vaccination laws that don't allow philosophical exemptions. So the study, a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Children's Hospital in Colorado said that he'd heard pediatricians across the country, particularly those in California, are feeling pressure from other families to refuse unvaccinated patients following the measles outbreak. I do not know how doctors are doing this, whether they're just saying, I'm sorry, unless you choose to vaccinate your children, I cannot be your pediatrician anymore. This study says both the American Academy of Pediatrics and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention discourage the practice of refusing unvaccinated patients. So AAP is saying, don't refuse these unvaccinated patients. And instead, they're urging doctors to build a relationship with the vaccine skeptic parents. I don't know how that would work, because when I have talked to vaccine skeptic parents, I know that they are firm in their belief about autism. They are firm in the wild stories that they hear in the media about the link between vaccines and other diseases. Some doctors are taking the opposite route. They're saying that they feel that not immunizing their children is such a great risk that they're taking a stand. I know that AAP wants them not to do that and to urge better vaccination practices, but I, for one, am not that unhappy that some of these doctors are taking a sort of a tough love approach with these patients and saying, hey, you know what, don't come to my office if you're not going to vaccinate your children. I don't want to put the other children in this office at risk because you believe crappy stuff in the media. So that's just my take today about that. And they're talking about tracking calories at chain restaurants is supposed to become easier because more chain restaurants are now putting out their information right there for you to see, some of them right up on the menu. And we're wondering if this is actually going to make a difference and lead to healthier eating. Is this going to make a difference for you? I'd like to hear from you, listeners. Melanie@radiomd.com is the email. And I would like to know if you see calories and fat content at a fast food restaurant, is that going to make you think twice about whatever it is you're about to order? Is it going to make you think twice about possibly choosing a healthier option at that restaurant? Or are you going to look at those fat and calories and go, whoa, I shouldn't be eating here in the first place? What is that going to do for you? Because I wonder if it's going to lead to healthier eating. I think this is a very interesting story. I'm going to be following it. I would like to see what happens and kind of what the mentality is, whether or not this is a good thing or a bad thing. I love it. I think that it's going to give me an idea of what I'm ordering. I might still order at that restaurant, but it might make me make a better choice. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.